Welcome, everyone, again to the Different Lives program. Here in the studio today, we have Ray Bell, who is, I guess we can call you a professional competition winner.
That's about right, but I don't win every competition I take part in, unfortunately. It would be nice if I did.
Ray, can you tell us exactly what you do?
I make a living from competitions, all sorts of them. You name them, I do it. Word games, questionnaires, quizzes, collecting tokens, riddles, treasure hunts, making up slogans. The list is endless, really, but there are loads out there, and I do about 50 a week. Some are very quick to do, maybe just answering a simple couple of questions by text message. Others can take several weeks, especially those involving collecting a certain number of samples of a product like bottle tops. The prizes vary, too, but I win enough to justify the time put in.
How did you get into this world of competitions?
Well, I'd done a few competitions when I was younger and quite liked them, but there's nothing unusual in that. I mean, everyone has done some sort of contest, haven't they? What turned things round was when I won my first serious prize, a home computer. It was a very basic model, but quite expensive at that time, probably more than a month's wages in my boring office job. I was thrilled to bits with that computer, and all I had done was just send off a questionnaire and get my name pulled out of a hat. It made me think that I could get other stuff, too, if I did more of the same. So it all started. I got more skilled and successful, and eventually I was able to give up my regular work and concentrate on it full-time.
Tell us more about the prizes you've won, Ray.
Most of them are quite small, really, like a cuddly toy or a discount on something. Competitions are basically marketing ploys, and companies tend to just give you free products, some of which you might not even really want. I remember winning 12 packs of nappies when my young son had just become toilet trained. The big wins stand out, of course. 2 years ago, I won a car, which I really needed at the time, but my best prize was a safari in Kenya. It was the holiday of a lifetime, and I'm still looking at the photos.
There must be a lot of people doing the same thing, though.
You're right there. It's getting harder to win competitions, but not because of other people. It's the technology, especially the internet. Now quizzes and the like are easy to answer because you can look up the information in a matter of seconds. Everyone who enters a competition like that will have the right answer, so it comes down to luck or an extra task like making up an advertising slogan, saying why you like the product in less than 20 words, that kind of thing. It's very hard to do those kinds of tasks because you don't really know what the judges are looking for.
Back to prizes. You must have won a few things you regret getting.
Sure, I mentioned the nappies, but what sticks out is a year's supply of chocolate cookies. I had to make up a poem about them, and I thought my effort was silly, so I was surprised to win. Anyway, the cookies arrived, and for 3 months, the whole family ate them until they were coming out of our ears. Then one day, I bit into one and lost a tooth. One cookie too many. The dentist laughed her head off when I told her how it happened, but she advised me to stay off the cookies for a while, which I did. I haven't eaten one since.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Welcome, everyone, again to the Different Lives program. Here in the studio today, we have Ray Bell, who is, I guess we can call you a professional competition winner.
That's about right, but I don't win every competition I take part in, unfortunately. It would be nice if I did.
Ray, can you tell us exactly what you do?
I make a living from competitions, all sorts of them. You name them, I do it. Word games, questionnaires, quizzes, collecting tokens, riddles, treasure hunts, making up slogans. The list is endless, really, but there are loads out there, and I do about 50 a week. Some are very quick to do, maybe just answering a simple couple of questions by text message. Others can take several weeks, especially those involving collecting a certain number of samples of a product like bottle tops. The prizes vary, too, but I win enough to justify the time put in.
How did you get into this world of competitions?
Well, I'd done a few competitions when I was younger and quite liked them, but there's nothing unusual in that. I mean, everyone has done some sort of contest, haven't they? What turned things round was when I won my first serious prize, a home computer. It was a very basic model, but quite expensive at that time, probably more than a month's wages in my boring office job. I was thrilled to bits with that computer, and all I had done was just send off a questionnaire and get my name pulled out of a hat. It made me think that I could get other stuff, too, if I did more of the same. So it all started. I got more skilled and successful, and eventually I was able to give up my regular work and concentrate on it full-time.
Tell us more about the prizes you've won, Ray.
Most of them are quite small, really, like a cuddly toy or a discount on something. Competitions are basically marketing ploys, and companies tend to just give you free products, some of which you might not even really want. I remember winning 12 packs of nappies when my young son had just become toilet trained. The big wins stand out, of course. 2 years ago, I won a car, which I really needed at the time, but my best prize was a safari in Kenya. It was the holiday of a lifetime, and I'm still looking at the photos.
There must be a lot of people doing the same thing, though.
You're right there. It's getting harder to win competitions, but not because of other people. It's the technology, especially the internet. Now quizzes and the like are easy to answer because you can look up the information in a matter of seconds. Everyone who enters a competition like that will have the right answer, so it comes down to luck or an extra task like making up an advertising slogan, saying why you like the product in less than 20 words, that kind of thing. It's very hard to do those kinds of tasks because you don't really know what the judges are looking for.
Back to prizes. You must have won a few things you regret getting.
Sure, I mentioned the nappies, but what sticks out is a year's supply of chocolate cookies. I had to make up a poem about them, and I thought my effort was silly, so I was surprised to win. Anyway, the cookies arrived, and for 3 months, the whole family ate them until they were coming out of our ears. Then one day, I bit into one and lost a tooth. One cookie too many. The dentist laughed her head off when I told her how it happened, but she advised me to stay off the cookies for a while, which I did. I haven't eaten one since.